Hello, and welcome to Tim Higgins' little project honoring the place of his birth and the many who made it a fine place to grow up and to make a home. His name is on it, but as is so often true, it takes a village to make a village and to honor a village. Various people, a good many not even aware of their inspirational and material contributions, have collectively provided a full portrait of Allingtown's last 100 years. Here captured and presented in the form of an activity, an historical presentation, and a reminiscence. The Growing Up in Allingtown group on Facebook is the wellspring for any study of the community. Founded by the late Thomas Yakimovich and currently administered to by Diane Hyde O'Brien and Michael Amato, the group's near 1,000 members regularly provide rich and intimate details of the time of the district's explosive growth and sustained community vibrancy. While thanking all of its past and present members, we wish to thank in particular and recognize the contributions of Brian Brunin, Valerie Fort, James O'Brien, Barbara Unger Pyle, and Mark Time. When Tim had a question for them, which was often, he could post it, go check the mail, and return in minutes to harvest the responses. Others have played a large part in helping assemble the material for the walks that we hope you will find to be of interest. A grateful appreciation to the following people. The staff of Louis J. Piantino, Allingtown Public Library, particularly staff members Charlene and Taylor, who, in the midst of a relocation, went through many a box looking for helpful materials. Ms. Kathleen Welk of Notre Dame High School, whose interest, encouragement, and resource provision have been a great help. Ms. Caroline Pisciano of the Connecticut State Library, who provided, as librarians always seem to do, more than what was asked of her when contacted by some strange guy calling from South Carolina. Dr. John Permont, current head of the West Haven Historical Society, whose encouragement for the project gave it momentum. Dr. Permont taught Tim history at Notre Dame High 57 years ago, and neither of them could foresee that Tim would again be submitting his work to him well into the next century. Misters Brian Musco and Jay Duty, the boots on the ground crew, that had planned to help measure and map the walking tours. A pandemic interfered with those plans as they stood by at the ready. Dr. Kent Germany, history professor at the University of South Carolina, who allowed Tim, as a member of his History Outside seminar, to stray far off the Palmetto Trail, some 800 miles north on US 1, and glide down Milford Hill to the green and the glory of Allingtown. Now please, select a tour or two or five, put your own boots on the ground, and experience Allingtown's interesting past.